We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So anyway, talking about the Dolphins game today, we're talking about Tua. We're going to play for you. So just about an hour ago, Mike McDaniel started his press conference. Usually we air it live on Mondays at 4:30. Obviously, the day after press conference, though, today happened today, and it was at 1:45, and we did not air it. The station didn't air it because we were changing over to our show. So we rolled tape on it. It's about 20 minutes. But it really is, I think, worth listening to because everyone wants to know, do you take any blame for Tua? Like, Mike McDaniel, I think, is a fairly introspective guy.
Yeah.
And you'll hear how he reacts to some very difficult questions.
Mr. 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. 305 Alarm on Hockman and Crowder is presented by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. But I saw one quote, I think, from Mike McDaniel. There's been a bunch tweeted around, but I saw one from Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel asked if he would do anything differently. I have 100% conviction in our process regarding our players. This is a player-friendly organization. There was no medical indication from all resources there was anything regarding the head. McDaniel adds, he, quote, wouldn't have been able to live with myself if he put Tua Tagovailoa on the field prematurely following a head injury. McDaniel says Tua asked when he can play again. Says he replied, stop this right now. Don't even think about a game. Let's worry about you and your head and being a healthy human being. We'll worry about playing football later. So we're going to play you the entire press conference here in a few moments so that everybody can hear Mike McDaniel and all the questions that were asked of him today. I don't think many of the questions were game-related, right? I think they were all Tua-related. I haven't heard much people
talk, period, about the game.
Mm-mm.
About T. Higgins eating us up and Xavier Howard getting roasted.
Listen, Xavier Howard had a groin injury, went out. I was texting with some friends yesterday, and I was saying, hey, you know, because they were, after the game, same old Dolphins. I go, Tua went out with an injury. Xavier Howard went out with an injury. They were on the road on a short week against a good Joe Burrow-led team. Honestly, they've had a bad season, but that doesn't make Cincinnati a bad team. And they're 3-1 after their first four games. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
And we're leading going into the fourth quarter with Tua, the starting quarterback.
Correct.
At the hospital, not on the sideline, at the hospital.
There was one great pass from Teddy Bridgewater. I was like, holy hell, that's Teddy Bridgewater. Then he brought us back down to reality quickly. Yeah.
You know that interception hit the ground?
It did?
Yep. Go, I'll find it for you on Twitter. That interception hit the
ground. Really?
If they would have challenged that interception.
Did they have a challenge left?
No, I was you like, can't. You can't because on turnovers, the NFL reviews every single play.
And
so
they
you
missed it?
You can't throw a challenge. There's what I don't know if it for sure hit the ground, but there is one angle that the TV camera or the Amazon Prime
Amazon, yeah,
showed it after the fact. It looks like it hit the ground. So it was a little weird, right? Like this, it was very odd that the NFL didn't take a little longer to look at it.
They may not have an Amazon Prime subscription. Is that possible? Have we uncovered something? No, it's possible.
Amazon Prime paid the NFL to air their games.
And they forgot to subscribe. Couldn't even see the replays.
I'll show it to you. I've seen it two or three times.
Wow.
Today. Yep. And if that was, what was that, on the 20? That was in the red zone.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Yeah, you kind of felt like something might be happening here. It was like, I'm telling you, last night, I feel like we all have been through something together last night. Like anyone that watched that Dolphins game, whew, did we all run the myriad of emotions on that one? Wow.
Yep. And then inside the five, four chances.
Oh.
If Tua was there, do we score inside the five?
Like, yes. They changed the play calling. I don't think that they do. By the way, gambling-wise, did we have two winners last night? We had Ryan from Funky Buddha gave us Chase Edmonds to score a touchdown at plus 180. Do you remember the first touchdown possibility for Chase Edmonds? The corner of the end zone dropped the ball. And I was cursing.
I was cursing.
And then he ends up scoring on that little run there. Yeah. We cash that ticket. When Tua threw the interception, what was it, the second quarter? No, it was the first quarter, I think.
Early second quarter.
Tua throws the interception. And I say to myself, I said to my wife, I was watching with her, I go, you know, Tua always balls out after he throws an interception. Just something that I've watched over the last couple of years. Every time he throws an interception, he seems to have a good series afterwards. So I go on, I live bet it. I also shared this with my super followers, paid for the $2.99 right there. I'd like to welcome, by the way, brand new celebrity super follower, Victor Bermudez.
Hey.
Texted me this morning, I am super following you. I hope this isn't a waste of my money. I replied, it is.
I'm like, that's the way to get more followers.
Super follower. So I tweeted it out to them. I said, live bet the Dolphins to score on the next drive. It was plus 137, I think. And they ended up with a field goal. Yep. And, I was nervous when Sanders came out there because it was like 46 yards, I think. Yeah. And we cashed that ticket as well. So the only thing we didn't cash last night was Dolphins plus +3. But you did have a chance at the end. Anyway, I do want to listen to this Mike McDaniel press conference. Let's get headlines here real quick. Start out the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, who is running on fumes.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Final score was 27-15. Dolphins lose their first game. I don't want to do the moral victories thing really quickly, but I will say, you lose Tua. You had the drop touchdown that Hawk just mentioned. You had the chance inside the five after Teddy hooked up with Tyreek Hill. And you miss an extra point. You get a field goal blocked. And all the inabilities to move the ball on the ground throughout the entire game and those third and shorts. All that being said, you had a chance to win the game. You're leading in the fourth. And Teddy Bridgewater, by the way, everybody was a little shaky after his appearance against Buffalo, that one series he had. Other than the interception, I think instilled a little bit of confidence.
He had a great scramble, too. Yeah. He had a scramble.
On that drive, third and 11.
I mean, 25 quarterbacks cannot figure their way out of that one. Mm-hmm. 30. I mean, it was yes. It was a great scramble.
If Tua ends up having to miss a couple games, which I imagine he might, I think most people are more confident now with Teddy Bridgewater than they were on Sunday after his one series against Buffalo.
Oh, and way more than Jacoby Brissett.
No doubt.
Way more. Teddy can play. Like, when he got in, I was saying it. I was like, listen. And everybody starts, oh, well, Teddy. Teddy's like a 10-year vet. We talked about this when y'all keep talking about this damn Skylar Thompson. I'm like, bro, Teddy Bridgewater.
I mean, he's not pre-injury Minnesota Teddy Bridgewater, but he's
hasn't had the chance yet.
Right. No, but I mean, he ain't that. But, I mean, it wasn't horrible yesterday. That long pass was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I was jumping up and down.
Bunch of first down throws, beautiful. So the first throw when he walked in the game, there was a Sheffield, beautiful 15-yard throw. Like, Teddy can play ball, y'all. This isn't panic time. Teddy can play football.
But to your point, Solana, we don't have to do moral victory. I get that. But you can look at the first four games of the season, say that they are 3-1 and feeling pretty good, other than the fact that your starting quarterback might be out for the season or something along those lines.
And even that wasn't a butt kicking.
No.
They were saying up by one into the fourth quarter. You're on the road
yes. on a short week, and I'm telling you, even though they were 1-2 going in the game, that Cincinnati team is not a bad team.
You remember when Baltimore and the Patriots were beating us by 50?
That's right.
I don't think that's happening again.
Right.
Honestly.
I don't think Cincinnati's very good, by the way. Like, if the Dolphins do make the playoffs, which I expect them to do, hopefully Tua's healthy, and you end up having to meet Cincinnati, that's one of those teams where I'm saying the Dolphins yesterday had a chance without Tua, and they could have beaten Cincinnati.
With Tua, they beat that team.
Yeah.
I don't have any doubts. They beat that team.
But T. Higgins had like 160 yards
with Tua
receiving.
And Xavier Howard, they
there
beat that
go.
Team.
Byron Jones, too.
Xavier Howard and Byron Jones, they beat that team.
Sam Madison
with
comes out
Tua,
of
Tua, Xavier Howard, Byron Jones, Sam Madison, and George Blanda.
We didn't have the secondary guns to compete with their guns.
But Crowder, the defense literally played two games on Sunday. 91 possessions against Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying.
They're banged up.
They're on the road, short week. They had a really rough go of it on Sunday, the defense. Like, to be in that game at the end, I think, was a testament to how good this team is.
Yeah, yeah.
Not doing the moral victory thing, though. But, I mean, that was basically a W. They're 4-0.
No, but he's right. Honestly, with Tua and Xavier Howard, Byron Jones.
So is Blanda.
Sam Madison, George Blanda, Jason Taylor, say, comes out of retirement.
You got any run left in you?
And Crowder for a couple of plays.
That goal line stop might have happened.
And Anthony Fasano. This team was that close.
He'd be set. Y'all want me or Zach?
Zach.
What'd you say now?
I'm talking about Krantz. I mean, I'm not like Krantz, Zach Taylor, Zach Thomas, and you.
Can't stand you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.